subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share.
Funny, you'll share. All right.
All right.
Hey.
We should do Big DJ Day one day.
Big what?
Big DJ Day.
What is Big DJ Day?
The whole time, everybody, you talk like a big DJ.
Big DJ.
Shouty, everybody. Got another stagger ready to slam into a long continuous music jam.
I may need to practice.
Yeah. Got those kiddos heading out to school this morning. Bus is all over the place, so slow down. Keep your bumpers off their booties.
So, Riggins, have you now moved into a convertible? Did your air conditioning kick on, or did you turn on a fan in the room? Riggins is in his apartment right now.
I just unmuted it. Sorry, is it loud?
Oh, no, it just had a little more wind noise than before, but it's fine.
I don't think so.
It's fine. Oh, no, it did. Riggins. So, Riggins, what are your thoughts on how we just ended the regular old radio show? With Ace's announcement that he and his fiance are not wearing costumes to a party for Halloween. They're not going to be part of a bar crawl or any of that stuff. They're not even doing a costume-related event. But they are having to put on costumes just to take a picture for Instagram, and then they'll be done with the costumes.
Yeah, so Amanda was in the studio a couple weeks ago, and she, during a commercial break, I asked her that specific question. I said, "Are you getting dressed up?" And she said, "Yeah," with a smile. And I said, "Oh, just for Instagram?" And she goes, "Yeah." But I didn't want to bring it up on the show. I didn't want to call him out like that because it was during a commercial.
But did you say for the Instagram as a joke? Like surely I'm being sarcastic.
No, I knew exactly why they were going to do it.
All right.
She's got to get the pick for Instagram.
Yeah. There you go. Mm.
And
she's got to.
Are the costumes elaborate, Ace? Or is it going to take you a while to get into
it? No. It's I don't know if it'd be elaborate. It's relatively simple. It doesn't take. It won't take long to put on or anything. There is a wig involved.
I know.
I get to wear a wig. Do you know? Did you tell what it is?
I know what it is.
A crotch wig.
Ew.
Yeah, crotch
TJ.
Wig.
It's a crotch.
I'm going to have a crotch wig.
I just had the worst visual.
You like my crotch wig?
Oh, not the crotch wig.
I don't know why I gave it that voice.
Oh, you know the glue always hurts.
It's going to be.
Why the crotch wig?
So I just texted Amanda and I said, I am being roasted because we're taking pictures in costume just for Instagram. She responds with, LOL, just hush. It would be so fun. We can go out to eat wearing them if you want. No, I don't want.
She said, just hush.
I don't want. I almost think that would be better.
Yeah, you should.
For you to go out, to at least go out of the house.
Why not?
No.
Have some fun.
Hey, Riggins.
I just want to take the picture and move on.
Riggins.
Go about my business.
Can you post on the social medias like one of those little polls that says we can find out how many 52-year-old men would be dressing up in a costume just for a picture on Instagram.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, now, okay, the results already in. Hang on. The wording of this is going to skew the results a little bit.
I think the results are in. One.
Yeah. I mean, it's all in how you phrase it.
What do you mean it's all in how you phrase it?
Well, if you say, what 52-year-old men are dressing up, just take a picture on Instagram. Okay, that's not going to work well for me. That's obviously nobody else.
Okay, how would you phrase it?
Yeah.
I'm going to phrase it something like, you've got to point out the fact that the only reason I'm doing it is because my fiance is much younger and it's kind of a thing.
That's too long.
At her age.
Yeah. Do you think Trump would do that for Melania?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do think he would.
No, that's a serious question.
I do think he would. Maybe not now, but when he was 52 and she was whatever their age difference.
She would have been 18 months, I think. When he was 52.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want me to come take it?
No, I'm good.
Thanks. Does it have to be a selfie, or can your son take it?
Kate could take it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it doesn't have to be a selfie.
No, it doesn't have to be a selfie, no.
All right. I wonder what the rules are, though. There have to be some rules.
As to what? What kind of rules?
If it's that big of a deal that she has to have a picture of the two of you in a costume for Instagram, I'm sure that she's going to have this lighting, or it's going to be in front of this Halloween decoration, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I really don't know the answer to that question.
Is she trying to make her followers think that y'all are going to a really hip, cool party?
No. She's not worried about it. It just feels like it has to be done. The picture has to be taken and put up on Instagram because it's Halloween.
All right. Will she be wearing a costume that's, like a thirst trapping picture?
I don't think
like
so.
Like something revealing and
it's
sexy-ish.
Not it's not revealing.
You know, looking like a darned old whore in there.
Yeah, no, it's not a revealing costume. It doesn't show any skin or anything.
Right.
And you'll know it's a couple. They go together, you know.
That's what I wanted to know. Yeah. It's like a couple costume.
Yeah, it's a couple costume. Riggins, I've been meaning to ask you, why is that pillow right there?
Because I was trying to, like, muffle I have a pillow behind the microphone, too. I was trying to create, like, a little, what do you call it?
Soundproof.
Like a soundproof. Okay. Yeah, like to something to absorb the sound.
Because you see it in the corner of the screen like that. It was weird. It was, okay, yeah. Never mind. All right.
We can get back to your costume.
What would happen, though, Ace? Would she be just completely, like, thrown out of sorts if the picture didn't happen? I can't believe Halloween went by and we didn't even post anything in a costume.
She loves Halloween. She enjoys the dressing up. And if it didn't happen, it would be ruinous to an already difficult time of the year.
Right. But why does she have to drag you into it? See, that's my point. I get it.
Because
she's younger and that's the deal and all that stuff.
I don't know.
But why do you have to be part of it?
I don't know. Because
that's her man's.
I know, but look. He doesn't like wearing costumes.
He just said, shut up, Alexis.
That's how it means.
Yeah. Most men don't like wearing costumes.
Yeah, but that's just
like,
part of it.
We used to host we created the biggest Halloween celebration and tradition that this city has ever had. And we never wore costumes to that. I did one year, and I was miserable.
Y'all never wear costumes to that?
No, it was the biggest costume contest.
Frauds.
You know. Yeah, so I know he's not thrilled about putting on a costume.
Well,
even in college, I had a buddy that loves Halloween. He gets dressed up every year, and we went to this big party one night. I was like, I'm cool. I'm just gonna go like this. I'm fine.
You didn't dress up with your kids and take them trick or treating?
No,
I took my kids. You never got dressed up?
No,
I dressed up as a beer swilling dad.
Yeah. I always took my kids trick or treating, but I didn't dress up. I just went with them.
Your ex-wife ever dress up?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine our parents putting on costumes to go out with us?
My dad never went trick-or-treating.
No, neither did my mom or dad didn't. They turn us loose in the neighborhood and come back when you get finished.
Maybe when we were real little, like 5 or 6, or I'm going to say 5. After that, we were in the neighborhood on our own. Like, y'all stay in a group, stay together.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Right. You know, I'm split with my opinion. I think it's so admirable that he's doing something that he doesn't want to do because she wants to do it. And I wish part of me could be a little like that. But then on the flip side, I'm just like, what an asshole. I can't believe he's dressing up. I can't believe he's doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm really torn.
She knows that you don't want to do it, right? Or did you not?
Yeah, she knows
complain?
I'm not a huge
you didn't
fan.
Complain
I'm,
like,
I'm not a big fan of it. When the wig came in, I tried the wig on the other day.
Oh my god! I cannot wait to see that.
She was like, "I'm gonna take a picture of it." I said, well, "No, you're not taking a picture of me in this stupid wig. We're just gonna wait until Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you pulled your pants back up and said, let's go to eat.
I got rid of the
crotch wig.
Put the crotch wig crotch away. Wig.
Itching.
Ew.
So
I got to get this thing off.
So, yeah, I agree, Riggins. I think it's cool that he does the stuff that she wants to do that's crazy like that.
Yeah.
Because I always try to be that way as well. If my wife asks me to do something that I'm not all really that excited about doing, or, you know, I've never complained. I never, you know, let anybody know that I don't like something or that it's not, you know, fun for me or anything. I just
never does TJ let you know he doesn't want to do that.
I just smile through it, and as far as anybody knows, I'm happy doing everything.
Mm-hmm. But
you and Jody wore costumes to a party one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a couple's costume party I went to on Halloween.
Uh-huh. And I was into that because it was during that Rock of Love show that Jody was all into with Bret Michaels and all those here. One reason I was into that, it was because that was before Jody had gotten her breast implants.
Okay.
And so I went to the plastic surgeon that we knew personally, and he let me borrow the samples of the implants so she could put it in her costume.
Okay.
And, you know, and they were huge and all that. So that was kind of fun to be able to go, this is like it, because nobody at this get together we were at had fake boobs,
right?
And so you'd say, this is what the implant actually looks like, you know, whatever. So that was cool, and all I had to do was put on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt and a Bret Michaels and cowboy hat. Oh, and a wig. I had to have the blonde wig. But yeah, and it was just going to friend's house. You're like, y'all do that bar crawl and all that stuff in costume.
Two of them.
You did too? That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one was very upsetting for her because she thought her costume was great, but didn't go so well. She didn't like the fact that I was getting a lot of attention as the nature boy Ric Flair.
Was that when she was the Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, we were, and I didn't even realize people were yelling at me. I was like, what is going on? And then she goes, does Ric Flair, he does a lot of whoo. Mm. She goes, they're yelling at you. I'm like, oh, okay. And then as the night wore on, it became, you couldn't, I couldn't walk 15 feet without somebody reciting, you know, Ric Flair lines or whatever. She was like, oh, good. Somebody else who likes the Ric Flair costume. That's great.
And what were y'all last year?
Last year was when I wore the Hugh Hefner-esque outfit.
Oh, yeah,
and she
she
wore the gold outfit and she was a gold digger, I thought pretty witty. Nice. Joe here just said, this year, is Amanda a hospice nurse and Ace the patient?
Oh.
That's not very nice.
That's kind of harsh. But no, that's a good game to play, though, at home.
Oh, yeah.
Ace.
Very fun.
Stop.
Very fun.
Please do not.
We're not just going to play, you know, nurse and patient. We're going to go ahead and do hospice.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to call the family in.
Did you hit the buzzer, sir? I did.
Stop. Can you change my bedpan, please?
Well, that's gross. Now you're getting, you went a little bit too far with it.
That's
right,
hospice.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't think that I've ever heard jokes around hospice. Today's a new day.
Yeah, well, it's first time for everything.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button, available on the Ace and TJ app. Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
There's a guy on a dating site. He's a 32-year-old Irishman. Isn't that what the Jack and the Beanstalk giant could smell? I smell the bullet of an Irishman. No, it's Englishman.
Englishman,
yeah. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Yeah.
Never mind. But anyway, he's on the dating site. And,
I thought the whole story was shot. I was like, whatever. I forget the story.
His
It's from one of those news sites that has so many pop-ups, it just covers the screen and then it won't scroll down. So the gist of it is he's caused a bunch of trouble, you know, with the woke people because of the list of things that he doesn't want in a woman, like, or the things that he does want, like no skinny coffee. No mental health is one of the things. I don't know what that means. I guess he doesn't want anybody with mental health issues.
Or who says, I've got to take a day. Yeah. I just need to work on my mental health or something like that.
He also says he put up a long list, but one of the things that it includes is no single mothers, no bath bombs.
So, I don't understand a lot of that, but what's the that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
But you can't do that in today's world. Like, you know, Riggins has always said he didn't want to date a woman with kids because, my Riggins is because they have a lot of stuff going on and you don't want to have to be an example for a kid.
Yeah. I don't want to go down that road because I don't know.
Have you said, you've said before that you have to be the center of attention. And you know that when you date a woman that has children, that A, there is something else more important than you automatically in her life, and something else that requires all of her time. So you take a back seat on the time department to when she's available, all dependent upon the child.
Exactly.
Would make it difficult to date somebody like that when you have all the time in the world, when she's your only focus and you're the secondary focus for her.
Yeah, definitely.
This guy also said, this may be getting more into what offended people. No pansexuals. Said no pansexuals.
And a pansexual is your...
You're attracted to everything.
Okay.
Not everything, but every person.
Yeah.
Every type of person.
Okay.
And nothing over 10 stone. Now, I don't know how much that is in weight, but what a 10 stone would be. But anytime you're... You know, saying that you don't want a woman who's over this much, you know, weighs more than this. It's not received very
ten
well.
10 stone is 140 pounds.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he says he doesn't want to date anybody over 140 pounds.
What's wrong with that?
That's what he wants. That's what he likes.
You know, I always equate that to height. For a woman can easily, and nobody says a word. I don't want a guy who's under 6 feet tall. Don't be bringing me anybody who's not at least 6 feet tall. Well, there are a lot of us who can't help that we're under 6 feet. It would be like if I complained about that. You're a terrible person, woman. I'm not 6 feet tall, and I look at it like, okay, well, I wouldn't be her type. Big deal. But if you say, you know, even women who are less than 10 stone, would get all mad about that.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, you can't want what you want.
Because there are guys that like over 10 stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always find that interesting, though, what people like and don't like or into and how it relates to them. I'll give you, I guess what I'm trying to say, there's a girl that Amanda and I know, very attractive. And she likes guys, and she'll tell you, I like big guys. Like big arms, big chest, big shoulders, but not bodybuilders. She likes just like big, burly guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that she's dating now that she's been with for a long time is not fat, but he's, I don't know how you'd describe, heavy. Like he's just a big
husky.
Dude. Yeah, like he's got big shoulder, and I'm like, he looks like he could probably pick up a car. Like he looks, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this guy is strong, but he's a big guy. He's got a kind of a beer belly on him, and he's a big, and she is very attractive and in very good shape. And he exercises with her, but he's a really good golfer. He's a hell of an athlete, but he's just a big strapping,
big old boy.
He's a big old boy. He's a big old country boy, and
country strong.
Yeah, exactly.
Country strong.
And he's just his like arm, shoulder. He's just a big guy, and that's what she likes. She doesn't want anybody that she's been hit on by guys, you know, in. Like gym guys, shredded, ripped, and all that, doesn't appeal to her at all. She likes big old country strong looking dudes.
Well, you know, all of those workouts that people do now with the tractor tires you know, where you're flipping it, where you're hitting it with a sledgehammer, that whole thing. All that just came from watching the Country Strong.
Yeah.
The people who are Country Strong. But here's the thing. Do y'all have a thing that you would want in a mate if you were on a dating site that would absolutely be unpopular as, like, Riggins, I don't want to date single mom, or I don't want to, yeah, I guess they'd have to be single moms. I don't want to date any moms. That would, that makes people kind of go, you know, give you a hard time about it because it's not woke. Or how, you know, how dare you?
Yeah, other than if I were on a dating site, which I've often thought, God knows I'm thankful for the relationship that I have, and it's great and all. But I've often thought, man, I could have used, I'd like to try to, you know, one of those dating sites for a couple months, just because I'm curious as to how it would have played out for me. Just curious to see.
Uh-oh. Like a competition.
Yeah, kind of like, I wonder how that would have gone. Would it have been good for me or bad for me or whatever? But, yeah, I guess my only thing would be no relationships. Mm. I'm not looking to be in a relationship with you. You just want to hang out, have some fun? Super.
You want something cash? Right.
But yeah.
So, Riggins, yours is you don't want to date anybody with kids. Ace doesn't want to date anybody who's looking for a relationship. He just wants to
have some fun. Yeah, have a good time.
Hit it and then then retire from it. So, Rob, do you have one that would be unpopular?
What, Rob? Sorry.
Not that I can think of. I don't like, I wouldn't want to be with a woman who has a kid either.
Cause okay.
That'd be about the same thing.
Yeah.
And you don't want you don't want a woman that wants to travel or go to exotic places or have any fun.
No, she can do that, but not with me. Yeah.
Right. But I mean, that's not, I don't think those things would be offensive to people. You know, like they look at that and go, well, I don't like to go to those things anyway.
No.
But when you say that they, you know, that you can't have kids, then that's when their guard goes up and stuff like that. Like for me, I have probably a bunch of them, but one that I think would strike a nerve with a lot of them is when I would say, I don't want to date a loud woman.
good one.
That's a good one.
If you speak loudly and you laugh loudly and you're, you know, raucous. I don't like that.
I thought you were going to say liberal.
Well, that's another one. Yeah, I would have to be on there. But I'm figuring that most that covers it right there when you say loud women. Have you seen the way those liberal women scream in cops' faces on those protests and everything?
I just saw a TikTok the other day of a lady doing nothing but screaming about Donald Trump. I hate Donald Trump.
I know.
I don't know if that's going to be an effective tool, ma'am, to convert people to your side of the argument.
And because y'all know how jumpy I am anyway. I get startled easily. Like there's a woman was checking me out at the store the other day, not as in thinking I was hot, but actually ringing up my items on the cash register. And when I stepped up there, she goes, "Did you find everything you need?" I was like, "Oh, my God." Oh, very nice, friendly. I'm like, bring that down.
That was a lot, ma'am.
Please.
Damn.
That's funny.
But Alexis, you always date guys who get up in their feelings and stuff, so that you probably hurt their feelings easily if you're on a dating site. You'd say, I don't want this, I don't want that, I only want aspiring rappers, artists,
I don't
and clothing
want
designers.
That. Those are my friends. No, my biggest one would be I wouldn't date someone that is a vegan or a vegetarian.
That's a good one.
Yeah. No, thank you. If I can't take food off of your plate,
oh, that's
I'm good.
Yeah, well, you can take fries.
No.
Vegan would be harder.
They would be judging me the whole time. They're like, you know how cute? Let me show you the picture of what you're eating.
That's not.
Oh, you mean one of that they're vegetarians because of the animal cruelty aspect of it.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Because some of them, maybe for health reasons or whatever. That you know.
Yeah, even then, we're going to live completely different lifestyles. I'm good on that.
That's a good example.
Because that's your principles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can see where that would be difficult for two people because you come at every every meal from a totally different perspective.
Yeah, I think I would also put, I don't want to date anybody who's against animal testing for hairspray.
Right.
Well.
Because why should animals not have the right to have their hair looking great?
True.
Why is that just a human thing? And why can't they have pretty lipstick?
That's a good point.
Because they'll always talk about the makeup, not animal tested.
Everybody should have pretty lipstick.
Yeah. Right. No,
not a good point.
Riggins, you may not care about animals as much as I do, but I think they have the right to be beautiful.
Well.
So why not let them have the cosmetics? Test them out on the animals.
You didn't ask the llama if he wanted hairspray shot in his eyes.
They do.
What are you talking about? Just put your hand over his eyes while you're fixing his hair, just like they do at the salon. Riggins, you're dumb. I wasn't even thinking about a llama.
Well, yeah, they test them on all different kinds of animals.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I just picture like little guinea pigs walking around with spiked up hair and lipstick and eyeshadow. Oh,
there you go.
Eyelashes all, you know, out to the moon and curly. That'd be pretty. But no, you want to keep them from that. You don't want them to have it.
Riggins, are you still on dating apps?
Yeah, I've got Tinder.
Do you ever get messages from someone, whether you don't match or whatever, over something that you like or don't like, or that you've done something that has upset them, and they send you a nasty message or a mean message?
No.
Okay.
No, I've gotten shot down before.
But I mean, I've never been on Tinder, so I don't know how that. But I don't know if they read something that you posted, or maybe in an exchange you said something. They were like, you know what? I think you're a jerk. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. That kind of thing.
No, they find out I'm a jerk much later on.
Yeah.
Well, not that much later, but at least at the first date is when they find out I'm an asshole.
Or you could just save them some time and get Rob to pull old audio of your stories as a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then go, all right, never mind.
Have you met up with them before and immediately you realize they are not as into you as you had hoped they might be because they think you're a jerk? Where you say or do something on the first meeting that you can tell, that's where I lost her right there. She's not interested.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And it's a common theme. I find that even my ex-girlfriend and the people that I've been out with don't like I can be a little eccentric, I guess, with doing voices and things and telling a story very excitedly. Women are not into that right out of the gate, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they don't want the full display of a performance.
Yeah,
when you're telling the story, because it makes them a little uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's so I have to dial it back.
Man, well, that's Ace. That's your, one of your personality trademarks, Ace.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you can't get nobody on Tinder.
Well, I've never been on Tinder.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I forgot we're on the radio.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more. This is Share Funny live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
All right. I think everybody would be more qualified at explaining this, or would have more knowledge of this than I, because Riggins and Alexis are millennials and Ace is engaged to a millennial. So I just saw this today and I don't know anything about it really. And I'm figuring it's something that you young people have been dealing with or knowing about for a while. The fact that these people in their 20s and 30s feel like the pandemic has robbed them of a year. So they have decided to opt out of aging. So they're not going to add a year to their age until their next birthday. Not the one that's upcoming, but the one after that is when they'll add again.
Yeah, I saw that meme one day and thought, oh, that's kind of a witty meme. And then you began to see it other places, and I thought, this is the dumbest thing ever. You just don't get to opt out of a bad year.
Well, I don't know, though. I mean, people have made jokes forever, like, I'm 29 again.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Are they really going to just tell people that they're not as old as they are? Because I don't count the pandemic year.
Yeah. So you'd say, well, you're 30 this year? 29. Last year didn't count.
Mm-hmm. So then.
So stupid.
So dumb.
So then Rob would say everybody's going to be whatever the age is, but it'll still be a year off. You know, because Rob is one of those, even though he doesn't have Southern blood, he does birthdays like a Southerner, where if you say, how old are you? He says, I'll be 33. When he's 32, I'll be 33.
Born and raised in the South. Got that northern blood, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, you don't have a bit of southern blood running through you.
Your family's adapted.
But that's, you do have southern ways.
Right.
If you didn't, your ass wouldn't be here.
That's the prerequisite.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be removed from Michigan for quite a while before you'd be up in here. Now, your parents still do a lot of Michigan things?
No. No, they're all pretty well acclimated.
Mm-hmm.
I am the least Southern of my whole family, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
And when you say Southern, you mean redneck?
Yeah.
There you go. Now we're getting down to it.
Well, everybody else has a Southern, a big Southern accent.
Right, right. So it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that your nieces and nephews are older than you are?
We're really close.
No.
I'm only 6 years older than my niece, thank you.
Let's see, my wife's sister has a situation like that. Hold on. Her kids are 9.
Okay.
Something like that. And then my brother-in-law's son from a previous marriage has 2 kids.
Okay.
And the older one is about 7. So the 7-year-old would be, how would that work? It would be not an aunt.
No, because it's
a grandson to
Chuck's son.
Yeah.
Chuck's grandson.
Oh.
So she's his step grandmother. Right? My
sister-in-law is. But I'm saying what the relation of the kids, the 9-year-olds, they're twins, so their relationship to the 7-year-old.
So they're
second cousins.
They're second cousins.
No, because their half brother is the father of the 7-year-old. Right. So there would be an uncle and aunt, right?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, like half uncle and half aunt.
Yeah, half uncle.
Right. So they're 9 and they're already an aunt and an uncle.
There you go. That's a very confusing one. That's a hard one to do.
So I'm saying.
Redneck stuff.
Yeah, your niece is 2 years younger than you.
I have aunts. I have an aunt that's like 5 years older than me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My grandfather got remarried with a younger woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you say, Reagan?
And that's not redneck. That's in El Salvador.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can still be redneck in El Salvador.
You can be redneck anywhere. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Because I know you got some redneck activities in your life.
Yeah. Like what?
I don't know. Sitting around smoking weed all day, thinking your cat's talking back to you.
Could be construed.
In a tank top?
In a tank top.
Yeah. riding around in a car that has all kinds of bents in it because you're trying to drive it when you're high.
Man, he just came up with 4 good ones.
I know. Right there. That's not true.
Yeah, no, it is.
It, boom, boom. That's any, fine. It'll be all right.
It's okay.
Anytime that comes up, though, I always think about when we hired Madden to work with us, and she came from, was not Fresno. Where'd she come from? In California.
What's name that city? Modesto.
Modesto. Modesto, California. And she was talking about how before she came out here, her dad was saying, you're going to go out to North Carolina with a bunch of rednecks and work. And he said this as he was sitting by his in-ground pool that was drained of water, throwing beer cans into it.
In it.
I'm sorry, he was,
yeah, he was in the pool.
He was sitting in the bottom of an in-ground pool drinking beer cans and throwing them down in the end of the That's the most redneck thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. And the more she told us about them, the more we found out her family was unbelievably redneck. They just thought you had to only rednecks only lived in the South. It is some redneck white trash mess.
Yeah, and
white trash might be a little harsh. Sorry. My descriptive words got a little out of control.
Like, okay.
Yeah, she's great. We love her to death. She's great. But she laughed like, you know what? You're right. It is redneck. We're like, yeah, rednecks don't just live in the South.
And her softball team she played on, the name of the team was Get Her Done.
Get her done. Yeah.
We're a bunch of hillbillies.
Get her done.
I bet a redneck woman would be really excited about getting Taco Bell sent to them.
First of all,
good one, Rob. Ooh, Rob. Ooh, so that's another way that
I can't even with him.
That redneck Alexis has some redneck.
Anybody would love Taco Bell.
But so, yeah, they would love it. They wouldn't fall in love for it.
I did not fall in love.
She's like, Mama, I found Mr. Wright. He's different than all them other son of a bitches. He sent me Taco Bell, and I didn't even ask for it.
And a Baja Breeze slushie. That's big deal.
I mean, that's love. And he made them leave just enough out of the top of it so I could put vodka in it. Don't fill it all the way up. He knows my heart, Mama. He knows my heart.
You got the tacos without the lettuce. The way I love them.
Shut up.
That's funny.
Yeah, the grand gesture. But, that's Rob. I wouldn't consider that to be a redneck.
Mm-hmm.
That was your friend Rob said that.
Yeah, friend.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever unmute her, Rob?
I check her stories every once in a while, but I just don't want them to pop up on top.
So, no.
No.
I like that first try to. I check them regularly.
How many videos a day do you post on your story or pictures or memes or all of that, Alexis?
Depends.
What was yesterday? Let's go.
I didn't do much yesterday because I wasn't feeling good.
You look up Lexi Liz.
Lexi Lex.
So,
Lex, whatever.
But it's usually, they say it's about 20 or at
least.
Okay,
well, they say in 24 hours in a day. But really, the day kind of gets cut in 2 days. So
in the last 19 hours, she's posted 7.
And she wasn't feeling well yesterday.
She was, she couldn't even. She said she couldn't even move because she had vertigo.
Right.
I did 3 yesterday.
Let's see.
The room was spinning.
No, this was later on in the day. I didn't want to look at my phone.
She said she had a migraine so bad the room was spinning, vertigo, making her throw up and all, but it she was still horrible. Was posting.
That was later on.
This one says, sit with it. Instead of drinking it away, smoking it away, sleeping it away, eating it away, effing it away, or running from it, sit with it.
Mm-hmm.
Healing happens. By feeling.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Wow.
Did you write that or that was a May-May?
No, that was a May-May.
That's a May-May.
Mm-hmm. So wait, what does that mean?
Just feel your ish.
Exactly.
You know? Just feel it.
Took the word right out of my mouth.
Feel your ish.
When you know you're rare, you move different. You love different. You don't waste your rarity trying to convince anyone of it. And just keep on being rare until someone realizes it and won't treat you like anything less than what you are.
Period.
Wait, which is rare.
Mm.
Yeah.
See? Okay.
Wow.
So, Riggins, are you feeling your ish right now?
Yeah. Yeah. You're rare. You're rare like a dodo bird.
You know what? I just feel like there's a bunch of haters right now.
That's true. Right.
Do you ever post any long memes? Any wordy ones? I feel like I'm need out. To flip the page. Good Lord. Oh, but they're precious. They're adorable.
You know what? People love that I post, and people will message me all the time, and they're like, don't listen to Ace. Don't listen to Riggins. Don't listen to Rob. We love what you post. So there, in your face.
All right. But they by that, though, they insinuated, listen to TJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did he get left out of that?
Because he, I don't even know. They haven't even
said
TJ.
He says mean things in return.
Oh, yeah.
We just make jokes. He says mean things that'll make her cry.
No,
I pick and choose my battles.
No, I don't.
So, in your face, I'm going to keep posting whatever. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Feel your ish.
Okay. So wise.
Feel your ish, everybody.
Feel your ish.
So wise. So wise.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app. This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I'm ready to get up out of here. I ain't for all this work.
No, I'm not. So, Riggins, you will not be going to the grocery store today since you're already in your apartment. There's no grocery store to go home to.
No, and I have no food. I'm literally looking at the Grubhub webpage, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to order. Because I have no food.
Okay. Well, this is what I was wondering. So, Riggins is broadcasting from home today because he had to be with his dog because the dog walker is on vacation. Did you walk the dog during the show today, like during the blast off or something? You did?
Yeah, I took him out during the blast off.
Man, that still have to be fast. You go down all of those floors of that high rise and take him out and let him walk.
Yeah. Yeah. I took him around the block. We did a longer walk before the show, but yeah, I just took him out real quick.
Which, God, I wish you'd stop doing that.
What?
Out walking that dog in the dark.
Well, here, I know this
big city.
I get this thing. I bring this with me. I got my knife.
What is that tiny little thing? Are you kidding me? That tiny little shank? Please get out of here.
Is that a tiny knife?
Yeah, that's tiny.
It doesn't look that big. Riggins, we can see Riggins on the computer screen.
Oh my God, we need to get
you. You got to let him get awfully close to you before you can reach him with that.
Okay.
Well, what am I? I can't carry a super long knife.
Would you really jab somebody with it?
Hell yeah.
Would you?
Shank you.
I've been waiting.
They come at you like with a baseball bat or something. They got to swing and miss, and you just quick them in the abdomen.
But like, what if they got a gun?
Wait, hello, hello. Am I the only one hearing the Latina going on and on and on, making fun of his little knife and just nothing but a little shank? I mean,
yeah.
What about?
Hello, winner and still champion of the Stereotype of the Year award.
Come on, homeboy. Get a bigger shank than that.
You know what you got?
But still, Riggins, I don't think you'd be fast enough on the draw with that thing. You got a leash in one hand. Do you have the knife in your hand the whole time or in your pocket or where?
Yeah, in my hand.
Okay.
Already blade out?
No.
So then you'd have to drop the leash to get the knife out of its case.
Well, I've been practicing doing it one-handed, like opening it up one-handed.
Okay.
I
just saw it for the first time because I can't see that screen over there. So, yeah, it's a lock blade knife. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the first time I did it, not knowing how to do it, I threw it into a wall in my apartment. Like, I just tried to flick it open, and it flew out of my hand into the wall. And my dog was right below me. I mean, it could have killed him.
Yeah, you know, you can get a knife that is not considered a switchblade, but you can open it by pushing a button on it. It just doesn't fly open like a switchblade. Are switchblades still illegal?
I thought so.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
that's a bunch of bulls.
I don't know why. I don't get why they are.
Bummer.
Yeah, and knives aren't that expensive, Riggins. If that's your weapon of choice, you could get one that's a lot more suited for fighting off an attacker in the foggy night morning.
The foggy
what
night
kind
morning?
Of knife?
Yeah, it is. Here you go. Switchblade. It is knives that may be opened by a throwing explosive or spring action are illegal. It is illegal to carry a switchblade or a fixed blade knife in your pocket in North Carolina. Open carry appears to be okay.
So you can't carry a pocket knife?
Yeah, no, I think it means you can carry a pocket knife. You can. It says a switchblade or fixed blade. Okay. Does that mean like you can't carry a knife that would require a sheath?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So you just
really,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You the can first carry knife I ever got as a kid that my dad bought me for Christmas one year was amazing. It had a fist grip and a long ass blade, and you had to have a sheath to hook to your belt, like when you went in the woods.
Scabbard.
A scabbard. Is that what's called a scabbard?
Sometimes they call it. Yeah, but it is a sheath. But yeah, I don't get that either. Why you can't have a just carry a machete, Regan?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, because that's what a lawn tool. I mean, what are they going to do? Say you can't carry a lawn tool around?
Yeah. What's the appropriate knife to carry for self-defense?
I don't know. I'm a gun man myself.
A gun.
I don't. I don't know about knives.
Something bigger than that little thing.
Oh my God! It's not that little.
It's not that little.
When he opens it up, it's not that little. I mean, it's. I'm sure you've used bigger out on the yard.
I have a
during your 1 hour of sunshine every day.
Me?
Yeah, in the prison.
Shut up. I sleep with a knife next to my bed, and it's way bigger than that.
Kitchen right, knife. But I think the sheer fact that a 30-year-old woman referred to it immediately as a little shank.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the South Central in me. I can't help it.
Yeah. I get it.
All the ones online that they say are best for self-defense are about that size, so it looks like you're on the right track.
Is it sharp?
Hell yes, it's sharp. So my brother is really into knives, and this was a Christmas present he gave me. He said it's a very good knife.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about it, but.
Yeah. Does blood come off of it easily?
I haven't had to stab anybody yet.
Yeah, the make and model of that knife is what's the brand?
It's called, give me one second. It's called a Spider. Spider company.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a the Spider model called Future Evidence.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like something like that.
Yeah. It looks like you've been opening boxes or something with it.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that'll dull it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Can you sharpen this knife?
Sure. Yeah. With a stone, get a sharpening stone.
A whetstone.
Yeah. But you can also do it with a metal sharpener. Yeah, you can look that up. You look up everything on the internet. That's how you're educated on so many different things. So,
what did you decide to go with on Grubhub? Did you make a decision?
Well, I'm going to get Chinese, but I'm now trying to decide if I want 6 or 12 crab wontons.
12.
You know you want 12.
12. Are you getting dumplings?
Of course 12. I want 12.
You're going to eat them later.
Yeah. So is that going to be your lunch? So
probably lunch and dinner.
So you'll have some now, then what? Some beers and a nap? Or nap first?
No, I don't know if I'll do a nap today because my whole day is thrown off because of doing this. No, I'll probably have a little bit of lunch. I might get some lettuce wraps for lunch, something a little light. And then, dig into the beers later. Okay. And then eat whatever I've got left.
Other stuff to do this afternoon includes what? Got some Netflix to watch?
Oh. What am I doing this afternoon? I don't know.
By the way,
my day's open.
Unsolved Mysteries came on. Some Unsolved Mysteries popped up on Netflix. New ones?
Yeah.
And so we watched one last night, which is about the tsunami, you know, in Japan and how these people are seeing spirits. And it's crazy. But it is way too long and not good at all. Because there's no mystery to solve at the end. You can't say like, well, I think it's this or I think it's that. It's just these people are seeing all of these spirits and nobody really knows why. But the footage of the tsunami is shocking and frightening and worth the price of admission. That's the only one that I saw. It was just one. It sucked. It was terrible. Other than the tsunami footage, which was fascinating to see how that works and all. But, I was hoping for more, and it wasn't happening. I was bummed out about it.
I'm sorry. I missed some of that conversation. Is the tsunami what he's ordering from the Chinese place today? Is that what they...
That's what it's called.
That's their signature dish.
This is Share Funny on the Ace.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.